Hi, thank you for calling Local Plus. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina. So yesterday they said that they were going to send me an email to let me know if they increased the budget or not.
Yes.
It's tomorrow now. Still haven't got a reply.
Oh, I was just looking at your account. I didn't know this, but in order to increase the budget to $1,500, they wanted to charge you the remainder so that they can increase it. So it was like $1,900 something that they tried to charge you, and that ended up declining. So he said he sent you an email, so let me just double check why you didn't get that. One second here. Let's pull up your account. Yeah, I know with the leads, it's like an escrow account where you kind of pay that one lump up front, and then when the budget, you know, depletes a little bit, then they just add what you've taken to increase it. So let's see what he said. Yeah, he sent you an email that says Google Verified Campaign Follow-Up Urgent. Oh, shit, moving.
Google Verified.
Your Google Verified Campaign Follow-Up. That was sent on 4/14 today at 9:09 Pacific Time. If you didn't see it in your inbox, check your filtered mail because it might be in the spam box or something. But let me see which email we have on file. Is it Felix at oshipmoving.com?
That's correct.
Okay.
Let me specifically look in there.
Yeah, we didn't get a notification that it bounced back or anything. It says it was sent successfully, so hopefully it's in your inbox.
Let's see here. Yeah,
Okay, you want me to try an alternate email and see if...
Let me ask you, well, how's the spelling on that email?
Okay, let me go back and look at it one second here.
Because I'm in that email, and I'm getting emails within that time. I checked the spam and all that.
Okay. It's Felix, F-E-L-I-X, at oshipmoving.com.
So Felix, like Felix the cat, right?
Is that F-E-L-I-X?
Yeah, X is an X-ray.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's how we have it, F-E-L-I-X. I can try to send it to an alternate email if you want me to try that.
Sure. Let's try alternate.
Okay. So I'll just copy this email that he sent you and paste it in a new one from my account, and then I'll just forward it that way. So give me a second. Okay, so what's the alternate email?
Yeah, my initials, so FM, like Frank Mary, followed by my first and last name, Felix Marcia, which is F-E-L-I-X-M-A-R-C-I-A at gmail.com.
Got it. So first it's just the initials, and then it's your first and last name all written out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I'll just title it the same thing he did on the other and see if you get it. Okay. I sent it.
So let me check that email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I found something. Yeah, from you.
Okay, yay, good. Okay. Good, good, good.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that they were going to charge me, otherwise I would have,
I know. If I knew that, I would have told you that yesterday, too. I didn't know because I don't work in that department. Typically, all I do is the failed payments. But he said that in order to, create that budget, they have to collect it kind of ahead of time, like an escrow account.
Right.
So, I mean, you don't have to do it now if it's not in the budget, but if you want to, I can definitely collect that invoice from you and let them know that it, could be increased now.
Right. If I had known, I would have moved money around and made sure it was there. So, let's see. So, to get this budget up to $2,500, they want $1,900 and change?
Exactly, and that includes the invoice that you paid yesterday.
Let's see.
Well, here, I'll tell you exactly what the invoice is for, just to see. It's for $1,926 flat.
So about $1,900, right?
Exactly.
Okay, 1900, right around there. Okay, let's see here. Let me see what I got. Okay, let's see. Let's try to, because it's not in the cards right now.
Okay.
I was hoping, but I still do want to do an increase. I'm just figuring out what I could do. Could we maybe do, instead of, I think currently it's 574 budget.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just double it to 1148?
Sure. So then I would just collect that second invoice of $574 and then let them know that we've doubled the budget, right?
Correct. And then you can collect from the same card that you collected yesterday, unless you need that card again right now.
Okay. So, no, I have it on file. I can do that. So I'm just putting a note in here. You wanted to double the budget for now, and we'll increase to $2,500 at a later date, right? Yeah, that way.
Yeah, at a later date.
That way they're all on the same page. Okay, so then I can go in and adjust this invoice that that department had set at $1,900. I can adjust it to the $574, and then we'll get your budget at least doubled. That'll do, you know, a nice impact for now. And then when you have it, you can always, you know, let me know. So, there we go.
Yep, I see you went.
Okay, I got the green light. Yep, I got the green light on it. So that's perfect. So I will let that department know that you've doubled your budget for now, and that's definitely going to help you. And then when you're ready to do, you know, another batch of, you know, some more, you know, budget, you can always call me, okay?
You know what? I'm seeing that I have a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can triple it.
Oh, okay. So then let me go back and I can create another invoice and then I'll put the other credit card in. And then do you want to keep this card on file for future billings, or do you want to keep the credit card? I'm thinking it's probably this one, right?
We should keep both of them on file. Either or, I don't care. I just know that I'm going to if one of the cards lapses, I'm going to jump right back on it and get a card to you guys.
Got it. Okay. So then let me do this. I just created the invoice for the tripling the budget, and then I will go into billing and take the card for that third invoice here. Still the same billing address for this card, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so go ahead with the new card number.
Let's see here. 4388.
Okay.
2608.
Got it.
9985.
Okay.
7183.
7183. Okay, and then expiration?
0331.
Okay, and the code?
054.
Okay, so let me create the processing for that third one. Okay, I got the green light on that one. So you're okay with leaving this one on file, or do you want me to switch it back to the 7755?
You can leave this one on file.
You got it. Okay. All right, so I'm going to send that department the message right away to give you that bump up because you've tripled the budget, and then, like I said, you should see a strong impact. And if anything changes, you can always let me know in the future.
Gotcha, and then just to double make sure, it's around $1,700 is a new budget, right?
Yeah, let me actually do the math on that because I was going to send that in the email to them. So it should be right around $1,700. But to be exact, what is it, 574 times 3? Let's see. Yep, 1722.
All right, yeah, if they could do that effective immediately, I wouldn't mind my phone ringing a little bit better. So, thank you.
Of course, no problem. Yeah, I'm going to have it effective immediately. I'm sending them a priority message right now. And so you're all set for now. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week too, Felix.
Likewise, thank you.
Thank you. All right, I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
with fiber and antioxidants. Add them to a container with chia seeds for even more fiber and omega-3s, then Greek yogurt, your milk of choice, and raw honey. Mix it, let it set in the fridge for a few hours. You've just made a chia pudding that will help you glow from the inside out.